Warning, Talk Sports-ish is for mature audiences only. It's barely even a sports podcast, but it's me, John Reed, and Cody McClure talking about news and entertainment, pop culture, what's going on in our lives, mature content. Again, warning, mature content. Now that you've been warned, let's get to the episode.
Untethered, and my rage knows no bounds.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
What is it with you and this obsession with this varsity crap?
People come to us because we don't sell them on anything.
They can't refuse because of the implication.
You wonder ever you're a bad man?
World needs bad men. We keep the other bad men from the door.
Some things are a matter of duty.
The world's greatest
podcast in America.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough to dispute.
I was about to take advice from a clown who dives headfirst into the shallow end of the pool.
It's
the world's greatest podcast in America.
With John Reed and Cody McClure.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is. So it is.
So it is. So it is. It's a Tennessee thing.
Well, I'm holding on.
The world's greatest podcast in America. John Reed, Cody McClure. It is Thursday. It is April 25th. What's up, Cody?
Oh, hey, John. How's it going? What it do, my man?
It's going pretty good. Gotta say, it's draft day, and I got big plans.
Ooh, what are those plans?
Fan Run War Room. Gonna go get drunk with the boys in the Fan Run Lounge in our new couches with our new setup. Gonna go hang out and watch the draft with the boys. Drink some White Claws.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Are y'all streaming it?
Yeah, so we're doing like a dual stream. We'll have Marcus and Tucker are running the on-air stuff. They're going to be doing live reaction on YouTube and on the app. And then the rest of us are going to be out in the lounge. There'll be a camera out there and some type of mic. And they'll go back and forth to us and take calls and do stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm just excited to hang out. Get me a good spot on the couch, drink, eat some food, and watch the draft with the boys.
You said you're doing a dual stream with Marcus, like crossing swords?
No, not crossing swords. We'll have a camera out in the lounge, but they'll be inside the studio.
Did you ever do that with a friend when you were growing up? Like
just pee on each other's pee?
Yeah, like you're both in the toilet. There's only one toilet for some reason. You know, just boys being boys. Nothing gay about it.
Oh,
just boys being boys. And like,
No, that's weird. That's weird to do it in the same toilet. I peed.
You never peed with a guy in the same toilet?
No, there'd be times where like me and a friend were peeing outside and you both try to just kind of like
crossing streams.
Yeah, but not in a toilet. Toilet's too close of proximity.
Well, you're not touching dicks or anything. You're just crossing streams. It's like making an X, you know, like.
The toilet's not big enough to really make it an X. You guys are just doing some weird stuff. You guys just wanted to be close to each other and have your dicks out. No, what you did was weird. What I did was normal.
I don't think it's weird. But anyway, moving along. So dual streams in the Fan Run War Room. You're doing a little content for the draft.
How's that make you feel?
Honestly, kind of jealous.
You feel like Squidward in that meme, just looking down from the ceiling while everybody has fun without you?
Everybody going to be hanging out, having a good time, drinking. Yeah, I mean, it does sound kind of fun, to be honest with you. Kind of wish I was there hanging out.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, well, is Bear going to be there?
Yeah, he's bringing some wings.
Oh, shit. It's a real deal then.
Should be about 10 people there. Should be the whole crew or most of the crew.
Yeah. Sounds fun. I've been seeing some of your TikToks and such videos with your interns. I don't recognize some of these guys. They've moved on from me.
Jack.
Yeah, you got new guys in there now. I don't know who any of these people are.
Got a couple.
Well, I had a dream about McDonald's breakfast, if that tells you how my week's going.
What'd you dream about?
Bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage McGriddle, sausage McMuffin. I don't even know why it came into my head. It's one of those weird dreams. You know, sometimes you have weird dreams. I was just like in a McDonald's, and it's always been very addictive to me. Like when you're inside the McDonald's and they have the big neon menu lit up, and you know, now they got all the pictures and stuff on the menu inside the McDonald's. Everything looks so good. It's like the McMuffin, the McGriddle, the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, the burritos, every item. I order every item.
Well, honestly, it is all very good.
I know. And I haven't had it.
It truly is. All of it is pretty good, to be honest.
I can't get away from McDonald's even in my dreams because I haven't. Like, they figured out how to advertise in my dreams because I haven't.
They're like Freddy Krueger.
For real, it's been like a month since I had McDonald's breakfast, which in my life, I've told you before, in my entire lifetime, it's my most favorite. It's the thing that made me the fattest. Like when you look at me and say that guy's fat, it's because as soon as I could drive at age 16, it was like every morning it was McDonald's breakfast. And I've hit every item on that menu. And I've usually when I go, I get multiple. You know, I don't get just one little combo. I'm not some kind of pussy. I get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I get the sausage McMuffin. I get a burrito. It's a 2,000-calorie breakfast. And so they have been missing me as a customer for the last month, and now they've penetrated my dreams. That's how that fucking clown, that's how Ronald advertises, baby. You don't give him any money for a little while. He comes into your dreams. He's like the Freddy Krueger of advertising.
Freddy Krueger mixed with Pennywise, the clown from It. He's figured it out.
Yeah, it's like a new Halloween. We've developed a new Halloween villain here.
I came up with what I think is a great sketch that I wish, you know, I wish I could get in touch with somebody from SNL or from somebody. I've been laughing about it ever since because, you know, they let Reggie Bush back in the Heisman house, right?
Yeah, those cocksuckers finally gave him his Heisman back.
Yeah, so now he gets to come back into the Heisman house, and I've been thinking about, are you familiar with the movie Scream?
I know you're a big fan of the franchise, but I mean, I watched it when I was like 10, but I don't remember it.
Well, right, but somebody's in a mask, and they chase people around the house, and like there's a party at the end of the movie, and people are chasing around the house, so I'm thinking about the Heisman house and Scream. It's, you know, someone's in the house killing people and chasing people around, and all the Heismans are living together. Then, boom, at the end, you take the mask off, and it's O.J. Simpson, also a Heisman guy.
That would be a great sketch.
It's funny. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought about it on Monday when they gave Reggie Bush his Heisman back, and I've been waiting to tell you about it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Tuesday, I guess.
No, it's amazing. But how do you do the sketch now that OJ's dead?
Well, you can have somebody that just looks like OJ. I mean, it's you have actors that don't look exactly, you know, that aren't the person.
And then like one of the guys says, "Oh no, it's OJ Simpson." And he's wearing like a Bills jersey or something.
Well, no, you take the mask off. That's how the Scream movies work. It's a masked person, and you don't know who's doing it. But eventually, there's a big reveal, and OJ takes the mask off.
Yeah,
and then you see it's him.
I just feel like it'd be better if OJ was alive and like they had him on SNL, but why would that ever happen, you know?
Well, I don't think OJ would actually do it, right? I think you get the person's playing OJ. And I don't think actually OJ probably would have done it for the right price, but I don't think SNL pays you to host the show. I think it's considered a privilege.
It's like playing halftime of the Super Bowl.
Maybe they give you a little bit of money, but I doubt it. Like the money they would give you would just kind of be offensive if you're actually like rich. You'd be like, "No, I'm good. I don't need $1,000. I'm good."
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's a hilarious idea. It's a hilarious sketch.
How much do you make hosting SNL? Let's see if it's any money. According to the Independent, cast members make $15,000 a week.
It's pretty good week. That's more than I make in a week.
Let's see. Over the years, we've seen many famous faces. Okay, do SNL hosts get paid? I hate when these damn articles have three paragraphs before they answer the question.
Oh yeah, it's like when you're looking up a recipe. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I don't need a fucking rundown of how you came to make this recipe. I want the recipe at the top. The article is called "Do SNL hosts get paid to be on the show?" The answer will surprise you, and then I have to go through three fucking paragraphs to get to it.
A lot of people love Caesar salads. I have been feeding my family Caesar salad for years.
Just give me the goddamn dressing recipe, Sarah, please.
Some people prefer wedge salad or house salad, but Caesar salad is a real treat with me and my family. We even have it at holidays. Scroll down for more.
Justin Timberlake hinted that hosts make $5,000. He called it the best $5,000 you can make to be on TV. So he didn't straight up say, like, hey, it's five. There's no like definitive answer, but Justin Timberlake called it the best $5,000 you could make. So, like I said, it's kind of an offensive amount for people that famous, but I guess they have to pay them for like the rehearsals and actually coming up and doing the work and everything.
It covers your travel at least,
right? Yeah, you could pay like your publicist their salary for the week and all that.
Does it cover your travel though? Like if it's a famous enough person, they're probably coming on a private jet. Probably doesn't even cover their travel, but either way, it's a nice gesture. Five grand.
Now, have you heard back from your apartment yet? Last time we talked, you were apartment hunting. Have you heard back from your apartment?
Oh, yeah. I got denied. My application was not approved. There was some sort of outstanding credit issue from the past.
See, you always think this shit's not going to come back to get you. You're always like, it's fun.
No, I don't think that. I know it will eventually. And now those wagons have circled and the chickens have come home to roost or whatever expression we want to use here. And so I got denied the place that I wanted to live in. So turns out I'll be living in a boxcar.
You considered it? I don't mean this facetiously. I mean this wholeheartedly. So don't take offense to this or think I'm joking. Have you considered filing bankruptcy?
I looked into it one time, but I don't know which chapter. There's like chapter 9, chapter 7, chapter. I don't know what chapter to use. I'm too stupid to do that. So I'd have to find like a lawyer, and I don't have the money to pay the lawyer. So, you know.
Well, hold on. Let me get the answer for you. What chapter bankruptcy?
This is a circle of bad decisions. You see what I'm doing here with my finger? It's a circle. It all ties together, a circle of bad decisions. Don't have the money, can't pay the bills, can't hire the lawyer to help you out of it. It's a cycle.
Do you know what we call that?
But you know what I can't afford, my friend? I'll tell you what I can afford, and that's crisp, refreshing Zen Chill.
If you cut out the Zen and the coffee and saved it for a year, if you just took that $20 a week and the $75 a week you spend on coffee and Zen, and you just saved it, I mean, that'd be $3,000 or $4,000 at the end of the year.
Chapter seven.
That's the chapter you file for bankruptcy.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to look into that. I can't cut out coffee and Zen. Then what am I going to do? Like, I got to have something. I have an addictive personality. I cut out drinking. I cut out blow. I cut out it. I'm not a weed guy. Like,
why don't you get some hoes? Why don't you become addicted to hoes?
I mean, I'd like to be addicted to hoes. I'm trying to just eat carnivore diet so I can lose weight. That's also, hey, look, see, circle. That's also a circle. Got to get in shape to get the hoes. Got to eat less to do that. Got to not be dreaming about McDonald's. My life is a circle.
No, that's not a catch-22. All of that is connected. You're set up to lose weight by not spending a bunch of money on food. Like, you're set up on that.
This doesn't make you fat, though. Coffee, I got to have something. I have an addictive personality. I got to have caffeine and nicotine.
Why don't you get addicted to the grind? Have you ever considered that?
Why don't you get addicted to fucking off? How about that?
Well, now I have to worry about you because you're not going to be able to get an apartment because you got no credit because you...
I've got a place. I told you I'm moving into a rail car tomorrow. I'm serious. It's like it's a converted tiny house kind of thing. You've heard of the boxcar children. Well, this is the Boxcar Adult. It's a grown-up adaptation, and it's about a guy who doesn't get a lot of pussy, but eats a lot of cheese and lives in a shipping container. It's a new book series they're doing. It's called The Boxcar Adult. It's going to be on TLC. Well, that doesn't make sense if it's a book series, but anyway. Yeah, it's a rail car. I mean, it's like it's a conversion unit.
You're moving into a rail car.
Sort of. Shipping container. I don't know exactly what you call them, but it's a converted, it's a tiny house. It's my own space.
So you're moving into a shipping container.
That's right.
Where is the shipping container located?
It's south of Austin.
Well, I don't mean that. I don't give a fuck about that. I mean, where is it located? Like on land? On somebody's land? Is it like a trailer park full of shipping containers?
It's on a train.
Are you on harbor? Like where?
It's on a train right next to the Union Oil cart.
Is the train moving? Are you actually a hobo now, or is the train?
There's a conductor there too. He helps with the move-in process. No, it's like in a place with there's other units there.
So it's not even a trailer park. It's a shipping container park.
No, it's not a trailer park. It's like, yeah, they're converted. It's a nice little, I'll send you pictures of it. It's a nice little box car. I mean, it's not like I'm not like homeless. It's not like, you know, abandoned or something. I mean, they rent it out to people.
Without being too personal, like how much rent is this box car?
It'll run me about $1,300 a month.
They're proud of it.
Well, that includes everything, though, all utilities, you know.
Airbnb. You have utilities in a shipping container?
Yeah, it's got electricity, Wi-Fi, all the essentials. The next podcast we do, I'll be in the shipping container, so I should get good sound in there, wouldn't you think? Like audio.
Yeah, that is going to echo. Yeah, that is going to echo and sound like shit.
I don't think it'll echo, but I'm doing that tomorrow, so tomorrow's a busy day. Gotta dedicate tomorrow to that. And then Sunday's the big day. Sunday Stones. We're getting ready for the new tour.
So you're gonna go and pay big money to go watch the Stones while living in a shipping container with It's pretty good.
I am pretty good.
That's good enough. You might get us kicked off of YouTube.
No, I don't think it's that close. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Sunday's a big day. Friday, tomorrow's a big day, moving into the shipping container. Sunday's a big day, watching the Stones. And other than that, I'll just be Ubering and trying to figure out this minute for Kill Tony.
Well, so far we haven't got the likes. So far it seems like the fear of only one episode a week, that motivated people. But the actual carrot of hearing your minute of comedy didn't do much to move people to go like us on iTunes.
That's not true. We've gotten comments. Have you checked the Apple Podcast thing? I looked at it earlier. We're getting comments.
I mean, I checked it a couple of days ago, and we were only up to 868.
Well, the thing was we had to get 13 comments. Wasn't that the...
No, we had to get from... Do you ever pay attention to me? Do you ever listen to the things I say? Oh, we're up to 74 now, so I do think we'll have it by... The deal was we had to go from 62 to 75 five-star reviews.
On Apple?
That was the deal.
Well, yeah.
Now, the comments, you can add comments with it if you want, but we had to get to 75 five-star reviews, and we're at 74.
We also told people to comment and say what they like about me, which people have been doing. I've been reading some of the comments.
Okay, I haven't seen any of those. Can you pull those up? It's not letting me pull it up for some reason.
No, I can't. It's on my phone, which I'm using as my camera. So,
all right, let me see if I could.
But it's basically people saying how much, you know, how they like me and stuff, which is nice. It's nice to read. I feel like the next prompt, we should do that for you. You know, they should say what they like about you.
There might not
be as many comments as, you know, as I get, but still yet, I'm sure you'll get some.
My patience with you might be the answer. The fact I've been able to put it up with you, it might be the answer. Let's see. 74 ratings. Okay, here we go. My favorite thing about Cody, here we go, is when he kills this one-minute comedy routine live on the podcast. Okay, so that's not really anything. One of the best podcasts.
That's in the future.
Although, one of the best podcasts, although I wish the episodes were still titled about Cody doing things. Then again, that would mean Cody would actually have to keep doing things, like stand-up, and not just drive Uber. Love the show, and maybe bring back some board bets.
I'm moving into a boxcar tomorrow, and I'm going to see the Stones on Sunday. Look at my Stones lighter. You like that?
We need to bring back, I mean, we're kind of established now. We're on episode 26. It's time we need to bring some board bets back. It's time we need to sprinkle in some trivia here and there. It's time we get some actual segments going. We need some power rankings. Maybe that's the next prompt is, on this YouTube video, I want people to do our job, help us produce. Because I'm stretched thin. I'm working all the goddamn time these days. I'm nothing but podcasts. I'm stretched thin creatively. I need some help. So I need Cody and I need the audience to go to YouTube and on this video comment some things they would like to see us power rank. I want to bring power rankings back because those would be good social media videos that I can cut out. Because sometimes we don't have any content that's good for social media. So the power rankings ones would be a good one and drum up interactions and people would comment, oh, I agree with John's list. Oh, I agree with Cody's list. So, yeah, today, this one I want to hear in the YouTube comments, ideas for us to power rank.
All right, here's one for you. The most beautiful universities. I was thinking about this yesterday.
I've only been to six colleges. I know Missouri's not in the top five of most beautiful universities.
Well, the most beautiful you've seen. I was driving around the University of Texas yesterday, and I was thinking, how pretty would this place be without the protesters? I don't know if you noticed, but they've made University of Texas has made national news with all the protesters. They had to lock down the campus yesterday. It was quite a situation.
I did actually see that on the nightly news with Lester Holt, but I didn't even connect that you were there. You never even crossed my mind, which is weird.
Cool. Good thing there wasn't like a bombing or something.
If there had been a bombing, maybe it would have registered. But
Cody's there.
I'm like, oh shit, is Cody okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I never crossed your mind. But anyway, I saw some of them. They cover their face. These protesters, because they don't want people to know who they are. You know, they're wearing like black shields over their face and stuff. Really, really creepy stuff. But anyway, I was thinking about how pretty the campus would be if not for all those protesters. They got this big tower and these gardens and stuff. It made me think, what are the most beautiful universities? How do you rank them? Who do you put up top?
I don't rank. I don't have any. I don't care about – I don't go to campus and think, oh, this is beautiful.
You don't like landscaping?
Not really. No, not particularly. I mean, I like the Biltmore. The Biltmore had nice landscaping. I was like, oh – this looks a lot like Richie Rich's house from the movie I saw when I was a kid.
Notre Dame is beautiful.
Is it? The big Jesus? Is that it? Is it just big cathedrals? I got nothing for you here. Like whenever I go on campus, I'm there to get drunk and stare at some co-eds and find me a bar to go at and stare at more co-eds and dap up some boys and gals and say go Vols. That's typically what I'm on campus for.
You fucking pervert. Can you not appreciate a lawn, a nice green space on a campus? The University of Notre Dame is beautiful. I tell you, a beautiful one I used to drive by is Pepperdine in Malibu. That sumbitch looks off the ocean. It looks
well, yeah, they say Pepperdine's the best in America just because, yeah, it's literally in Malibu. Like, it's on, it's on the beach.
Yeah, it's on the ocean. Like, you're looking off
the mountain. That's what I mean, yeah, on the ocean, yeah.
So you got to put Pepperdine up there.
Pepperdine's my number one. I'm going to assume Hawaii is my number two.
I went to Ohio
Florida State. Gulf Coast, probably pretty good too.
Ohio State, nothing special. Georgia, I hate to admit it, but Georgia's kind of cool.
I don't know if Georgia's campus is pretty though. I mean, like the bar scene was cool, but I don't know if I'd call their campus pretty. Like, well, I thought Alabama had a pretty part, like where were in the shade and like, you know, their tailgating spot was kind of cool and it was a nice little like straightaway walking around, but like I don't know. I'm not a big fan of architecture and landscaping.
I can tell.
You got a 5-star review from your neighbor from California.
From my neighbor?
My toddler children are dying to hear your minutes. My favorite thing about Cody is that he keeps the people coming back for weeks just waiting to hear some stand-up. And that, Cody, is why we salute you.
Hmm.
So 74 five-star reviews. We're one away from hearing your minutes. And let me tell you, you better have that goddamn minute ready on Monday if we get one more review.
I've already got tentatively what I'm getting. It's a lose-lose for me because you're not going to like it. And you're going to be like,
we might like it. We might like it. I'm smart enough, Cody. You don't give me any goddamn credit. I'm smart enough to realize we're not in a stand-up setting. I understand we're not going to have a couple drinks in us. I understand the concept of the two-drink minimum is to make some money and loosen people up a little bit. I understand. I'm looking at it from a structural standpoint. I just want to hear if you have it, and I want to hear if it's tight. No one's expecting you to make us die laughing, although you don't understand that everybody that listens to this podcast likes you, so they're all going to tell you it's funny because you know why? They like you. This is the best audience you could ever have to do stand-up for because they like you.
And I'm going to do it. All I'm saying is I can hear you right now saying, that's it? That's all you got?
That's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, good job. You maybe could have used one of my jokes in there is what I'll say. But, like, you know, I'm not judging. What you don't understand, what you're too thick-skulled to realize is that this is just me being a teacher, me being a professor, me being a mentor. It's not about what you actually say.
Hey, everybody, we got Eddie Murphy over here.
It's
George Carlin reincarnated. Oh, my goodness.
Well, he is bald, and I'm bald, too, so it does give you something to think about. But, no, I'm not trying to actually hear the comedy and know if it's actually funny or not. It's really about me pushing you to actually get your minute ready because I've been talking about it for a month, you getting this goddamn minute ready. So just you coming to me with a minute is a win in itself because I want you to have your minute ready in case you actually get caught on stage. That's the purpose of the exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just know how it's going to go. I'm going to give you this minute and you're going to go, really? That's all you've come up with? All this time you've been in LA and Austin doing this comedy and that's what you came up with? That's what it's going to be. But in my mind, I hear the minute and I'm selecting this minute and I'm putting myself on the Kill Tony stage and it's getting laughs. In my mind, this minute gets laughs.
Visualize it, baby. Visualize the attack and... You know, and you'll get to hear this minute played back. It'll be recorded. You'll get to go back and listen to it, and you'll get some feedback from people, and we'll go from there.
Funny story, speaking of Kill Tony, last night, my last ride of the night, you know who I picked up?
Tony?
Joe Rogan. No, I picked up this little
guy named Tony? I don't know.
This little scrawny, like, dweeb-looking kid named Heath. And he was a golden ticket winner on Kill Tony. And so I recognized him from the show when I picked him up. I said, oh, shit, man, you're the guy from Kill Tony. I just watched you on there last night. He's like, yeah, that's me, dude. And we talked about comedy, and I asked him what mics he goes to and stuff. And he fucking, this dude, this is what a golden ticket will get you. He opened for Duncan Trussell last night at the Mothership. So if you get a golden ticket on Kill Tony, you kind of jumpstart your career.
Now, is he good at it?
I mean, yeah, he's funny. He's funny, but he's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, he's not hilarious or anything.
He didn't bomb and he wasn't like a legend. So like just getting on there and doing a good set gets you in the scene, gets you in the mix.
I mean, not many people are going to win a golden ticket. He's one of like, I don't know exactly how many.
Golden ticket is not just getting on stage. Never mind. You have to get on stage, then you win. I was thinking the golden ticket gets you on stage to do a minute, but no, you do the minute and then they decide if you get a golden ticket, right?
Well, like I said, I think the golden ticket, there's been like less than 10 of them.
What is it a ticket to?
You become a regular on Kill Tony.
Okay. So he's a regular now on Kill Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. But most people, what's considered a success is Red Band invites you to the secret show at the Sunset Strip Comedy Club.
Okay.
And you get a big joke book. So it's not as common to win a golden ticket, but this kid won a golden ticket.
Did you ask for a picture with him?
I did not. No, he was not that level of celebrity that I would, that I would be interested in.
Did you tell him that you're trying to do comedy too?
Yeah, we talked about mics and stuff around town.
Did he give you his phone number?
No, I didn't ask for it.
He didn't be like, hey, man, in case you ever need some advice, or hey, man, if you ever want to, you know, get together or shoot something off of me, here's my number. He didn't do that for you?
No, he said, I'll see you around, like, see you at the mothership at some point. You know, he like patted me on the shoulder. He like, as he got out, he's like, see you, man. And he like hit me on the shoulder.
He big boyed you.
It'd be hard for this kid to big boy me if you saw him. He's literally like 4'10".
He tapped your shoulder and said, keep grinding, little buddy. You'll get there someday. Maybe I'll see you on the stage someday. Keep grinding.
He's not the only one that tapped my shoulder during a ride this week either. I got another guy. I got another guy to tell you about.
Never mind.
This 75-year-old Mexican man. And so I picked him up. Jordan Peterson was here a couple days ago. You're familiar with Jordan Peterson, the guy who gives
the man's
talks.
Man or whatever.
Whatever he is. So like he was in town, I guess, Tuesday night. And so I knew that this crowd was going to be full of like, you know, that kind of guy, whoever the kind of guy is that would go see Jordan Peterson in an arena. I was like, it's going to be that type of crowd. So I wasn't really looking forward to it. But I picked up this 75-year-old Mexican man, and he was hilarious. He was just a hoot, a real hoot. He reminded me so much of my granddad. He made me miss my granddad because he's been dead for like 6 years now. But now let me preface and say this guy was kind of racist, okay? But he was very funny, and he was Mexican. So, you know. But anyway, we got to talking about the protests, and he was telling me, and I could feel where this conversation was going. You can always kind of tell when he started talking about. He's like, yeah, we're going to see this show, and I'm worried about these protesters being out there. And I was like, oh, yeah? He said, yeah, fucking liberals. He started in on this whole thing about, like, he's like, yeah, these fucking Arabs. I was like, whoa, take it easy, man. And it was funny because in the back was, like, his wife and daughter and, I guess, like, son-in-law. It was a full car. And his wife was telling the daughter – she was like, I told you he was going to be like this with the driver. I told you we can't take him anywhere. But he's just one of those guys that was just really funny. And
racism. It's so funny. I love this guy.
And he started talking about Jews. He's like, you know, those Jews, the Germans killed them off once. And they said, we're not doing this shit again. We ain't doing it again.
You're going to take it off YouTube. Be careful.
Well, this is not me saying this stuff. This was this guy, this older Mexican man who's, he was also upset because his wife took away his cereal. She wouldn't let him eat cereal anymore. I guess she's trying to help his diet. And
too much sugar.
He made an impact on me, but he touched me on the shoulder as he kept like hitting me, you know, like.
He hit right up front with you? I figured he'd ride up front with
you. Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. He kept hitting me and he's like.
Well, you were pointing forward as if he was behind you. So it'd be more like this to the side.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. He's wearing one of those.
Well, if he hits you with his right arm, he'd be driving. So it'd be the left arm if he was in the passenger seat. I assumed you didn't let this man drive. So it'd be this arm, not this arm.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be the left arm. Not really an important detail to the story, but
people watch on YouTube now. We're growing our YouTube audience, so I just need you to keep that in mind when you're doing these antics. Now we're not just audio only. Subscribe to YouTube. What is the name of our channel?
John Reed.
Yeah, I need to fix that, but it's my channel. You know.
Yeah, essentially you're pumping up your own brand in case something ever happens to me, and then you've got all these followers and stuff.
Well, just for the record, I already had a little bit of a channel before, so we started with like 120 subscribers.
You had a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I did. That's not why. I mean, it was kind of cringy or whatever. It's from like 2015. There's a couple of videos on there, but I've scrubbed them, I think, for the most part. I think I scrubbed all of them, but there's a couple things on there. I had like, that's where I put like my announcement that I was retiring from radio in 2015 from and everything and blamed the fans. I had a heel turn. And that one had, you know, like 1,000 views or something. So I have like 120-ish subscribers.
And here you are.
Well, yeah, whenever I started. So that's why I use this channel just since it already had a little bit of a start.
Here you are 9 years later, still doing radio. You're like the Elton John farewell tour in the 80s or whatever.
Well, I did quit for a little bit. I did quit for like 7 months, 6 months at least. So more like the Jay-Z or Michael Jordan. Retired, then came back.
Michael Jordan, huh?
Or Jay-Z.
The Michael Jordan of radio.
or Jay-Z of talk radio.
Yeah. You didn't three-peat, unlike Michael Jordan. Old Brian Rice took your award.
Yeah, he did.
You got back-to-back, but you couldn't hit the three-peat.
That damn Lady Vols crowd's tough to beat.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Once he got to take over for Deerstone and got to do the Lady Vol games, it was a wrap for me.
Just shows you how powerful your voice can be when you hate men. I saw a guy in the grocery store earlier. I went in. I don't know if you noticed, it took me a little while to get going for the podcast because I didn't know when we were doing it. And so I'd already left the place and I went to get some eggs. And I saw a guy in the grocery store that had on one of those like shirts. It's like, if this flag offends you, then fuck off, bitch. It's one of those shirts, you know. What are you doing?
This flag. Well, I was straightening my computer a little bit. Sorry.
Trying to show me your hog or something? Jesus.
That's not what I was doing. So do you have a lease in Austin in the shipping container?
It's not really a lease. I mean, it's an Airbnb thing.
So just month by month?
Mm-hmm. Basically. I booked it through July. So
we're just all taking bets on whether or not you come back to Knoxville. So I was just wondering. I was just trying to get all the data.
Who's taking
people
bets?
People in the Reeds Ranch Discord, as well as people at the radio station.
Oh, everyone eagerly anticipating my return, huh?
Just wondering if you're going to come back. That's all. I don't know if anybody's eagerly awaiting or whatever, but just wondering if you're coming back.
Every time I leave, there's throngs and throngs of desperate listeners awaiting my return.
You know, I think it's more because people worry about you.
What do you mean? Just being out here on the frontier all alone?
Yeah, just being alone, depressed, living in shipping containers.
I'm not depressed.
You know, just, I know, but people, I'm saying, I know you're not depressed. I'm just saying what people worry about.
I was a little bit depressed in LA, but I am not depressed here. I'm okay mentally. As long as I have between 8 and 10 espressos a day and 30 to 40 milligrams of Zen a day, I'm okay.
Now, see, that's what I was confused about, because when you were back in town for your birthday, you said Austin's a lot like basically the same as California. I was like, well, you hated California. It's like, no, I didn't. I loved California. But now you just said like you were depressed in California because you didn't. I mean, it was kind of because you didn't like California.
Again, these are lies. I don't hate California.
You just said you were depressed out there.
I was, but it was because I was alone. I would love to live in California if I had a partner. If I had someone,
like a life mate, like if me and you were out there, like doing it together, or just be like a lover,
honestly,
or
anyone. I mean, preferably a lover, preferably a woman, but honestly, anyone, even just a roommate, like a friend.
See, you keep saying that, but I don't know if it's true because like you hated the people at the fast food place that wouldn't give you your order. You hated the person down that made you carry the water up and didn't tip you. You hated the lady that wouldn't talk to you in the grocery store or outside the grocery store.
You're confusing hate with I don't hate anyone really.
You were mad. You were annoyed. You're like they don't do this shit in the South. They talk in the South. No one wants to fucking talk out here.
Well, part of that is just
the fucking homeless guy keeps showing me his ass. He keeps shitting everywhere. I saw a full on hard on cock earlier. Well, they don't do this
Austin.
In the South.
The full-on cock was when I got to Austin. Guys, I thought
maybe it was just a homeless guy shitting in the road in L.A. I don't know, but there was a lot of stuff about how mad you were and how much you didn't like the people. These damn Ukrainians next to me are fucking just playing their music, and I don't know how my neighbors are.
Well, part of that is me being, you know,
Mexicans. The goddamn Mexicans won't leave me alone.
I never said these goddamn Mexicans. I love Mexicans. I love Mexicans. You don't put that out there. No, part of that is me being, you know, somewhat facetious. I'm not trying to act like I'm Johnny Showbiz here, but part of that is, you know, for the podcast doing kind of like,
I'm going to kill myself.
I mean, the people out there, there's a lot of good people in California, a lot of cool people. But on average, I would say I like the people in the South better. Okay, but that's not something that would be a deal breaker to me living out there. The biggest thing was just the loneliness. It's because you're 2 days from anywhere. If I had a wife, if for some reason I got married and got myself a wife, And she wanted to live out there. I think I'd be okay if I had a partner, you know.
You were running around in the wrong circles out there. You should have found just somebody looking for a green card is what you should have done.
There are a lot of those.
That's what you should have done. I guess you could maybe still do it in Austin, but just, you know, you got something to offer. Just make it happen.
Yeah. I don't know,
have you considered a mail order bride?
You've asked me this before. I mean, I don't know.
I know, but that was like 5 years ago, and now we're getting a little bit further down the road.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to go about it, really. You know, I mean, yeah, I'd love to have one of those beautiful Eastern European women, some like Hungarian or Romanian or something. I mean, I find them to be very attractive, but I don't know how that works, you know? Do you have to have good credit to get one of those?
You might actually, because you might have to be able to put them up for a while. You might have to be able to, like, you know, help them get established and have money to bring them over. So you might actually have to have good credit.
I loved California for the natural beauty, for the energy, for all the good things about it, you know, but I didn't have anybody there. I didn't have any friends, no family. There's a line in a song. Have you heard "Please Come to Boston" by Kenny? Is it Kenny Loggins or Dave? No, maybe it's Dave Loggins. There's a line in that song that says,
yeah, that's my favorite song.
Please come to L.A. to live forever, something like that. He says, a California life alone is just too hard to bear. And that's very true. It's a very lonely place if you don't have a good support system.
I've never heard the song, I don't think, but I did hear it referenced in a Garth Brooks song one time.
Oh, yeah?
He played "Please Come to Boston" on the jukebox. She said, "Hey, that's my favorite song."
Every time you sing, my heart just melts.
I'm pretty good.
You should have been on American Idol. Can we get a couple more bars?
I'm a pretty good.
Oh, the tone, just it's so good.
You ready for the draft?
No, I've got bone spurs.
Next thing I knew, the song was long through, and we were still dancing along.
I mean, who needs Ray Charles when you've got this guy?
And with that look in her eyes, she pulled from me.
The Mount Rushmore. And then she pulled off
that apron she wore. And with her hand in mine, we turned off the sign and locked the rain outside the door. Every time that it rains, I can hear her heart calling. It rains. I can see that dress falling. Storm cloud roll on. Still the memory remains.
You know, I can't place it.
That it rains.
I can't place it exactly, but it's somewhere between Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin.
Which what do you think is more embarrassing for Garth, that he gets a hard on every time it rains or every time he drives past a wheat field?
Probably that time he shit on his private jet and had those people clean it up and they didn't and I don't, are you familiar with that story? I don't really know it, as you can tell.
No, I'm not.
Apparently one time he shit in the floor of his private jet and just left it there. And like the cleanup crew had to come in, and like he didn't tip them or do anything. He just, you know, there's my shit in the floor, and you clean it up, and fuck you. That's basically.
Are we sure this is true?
Yeah, and he kills people, according to some that I've heard just from podcasts and stuff like that. That Garth has bodies hidden away.
Garth Brooks missed the toilet on a private jet.
Yeah.
So not in the middle of a private jet, in the bathroom.
Yeah, but he shit in the floor and left it.
Okay, well, that's...
And we don't know that it was Garth. It could have been Trisha Yearwood, honestly. She looks like a gal that could take a big old shit and leave it.
I'm just saying, you made it sound like he shit in the middle of the floor. He missed the bathroom. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, and you clean it up like a responsible American.
Okay, so just last podcast, you were talking about you shitting on the walls of places and not cleaning it up at all. So, like, pick a lane, bro.
That's not.
And you're not Garth Brooks, Rich. You should be more in line with the cleaner that has to do it. You don't have fuck you money. Garth Brooks has fuck you money. You do not.
Well, here's the difference. That
pick a lane, bro.
That's a public setting. Nobody knows that it was me that did it. You know what I mean? I'm like the mysterious. There's just a mysterious wall shitter at the local 7-Eleven, but they don't know who it is because people come and go in a public restroom. But if it's on my private jet, they're going to know it's me.
I need to bring back the five-star poster was correct. I need to bring back the Cody titles for all the podcasts. He's right. You cried about it, and then like there was a couple weeks where I wasn't feeling creative enough and couldn't really remember what we talked about, but I need to bring it back. I need to bring it back.
Have you been putting these headlines on the Spotify, these tabs? Are you doing that manually?
Well, this app I use, AI generates it, and I do copy and paste it over.
Okay, I've been noticing that it's like that they put like tabs and stuff about what we're talking about. I wonder if this one will be Garth Brooks shitting on his plane.
It'll definitely be Garth Brooks. And so then it'll give me tags to put like into YouTube. So maybe that helps the algorithm if you put certain keywords in there. I don't know. I don't know. I also got feedback from our friend Nathan who does social media. And he said, and this hurt my feelings. Hurt my feelings a little bit. Our boy Nathan.
Nathan Odom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I hadn't heard from Nathan in a year.
He still listens to the podcast. He texted me about it. He was basically saying you need to get your shit together, but also said that our intro's too long.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do with that because I love our intro. I think the audience likes our intro, but he said, hey, it's too long if you're trying, like, basically, we'll get, like, basically shadow banned. We won't ever get, like, any suggested plays from, like, any of these things. Now, YouTube, we don't play it in there, but, like, he's like, iTunes and Spotify will never suggest us to anybody because we won't get picked up in the algorithm because the intro's too long. So, like, he also said it was hard to listen to from an audience standpoint. It's a minute and a half or whatever. He's like, you know, you gotta push the play, fast forward.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a tool you can use, and it's called Fast Forward. There's a little thing on Spotify that's got like a half circle and an arrow with a 15 in the middle of it, and what that means is it's 15 seconds ahead, and if you push that fucking button a couple of times, you can skip right through the intro and or any ads that we might eventually have. You can skip right through that stuff and get straight to the content you desire.
So I like our intro. And I don't want to change it, but also I don't know, like, has it got, because some people said they still loved it when we were doing radio every day. I imagine that it's just two times a week. It doesn't necessarily get too drawn and gone for people, but I'm interested in feedback, but I'm going to start putting like a little 20 second of me talking before the intro to try to get past some of the algorithm stuff. So I'm going to do one. It's like, hey, you listen to the world's greatest podcast in America. Today we talked about boom, 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 and then put the intro in and see if that helps.
Well, you know, Nathan, you said he's a social media manager. What if we just hired Nathan to be our social media guy?
I mean, what if we just hired? You got any money to pay him? You gonna put him on credit? You gonna do an IOU? You've already established A, that you don't pay your debts to apartments or to me.
Nathan knows me. Me and Nathan know each other very well. He knows that I'm a man of my word. He knows I'll come through on that payment eventually. Me and Nathan used to hang out in college. In fact, I gave Nathan his first alcoholic drink, believe it or not. I believe it was a Red's Apple Ale, first drink he ever had, college. I guess he was 21. He might not have been.
Yeah, but I don't think we have it in us to bring on any extra help right now.
No, but eventually, you know, if you get this thing going with the promotion and stuff like that, we'll have advertising, we can build our own studio, we can have like an actual operation.
You know, we can do all that.
You really need to do a better job of promoting this thing. And
like I said, I'm stretched thin creatively. I'm stretched thin.
Yeah. Well, maybe take some, it's because you're doing 15 hours of radio a week. I mean, that takes a lot out of a man.
I know it does. You are 100% correct. Then I do a couple extra podcasts at the radio station, too. I got my Reed's Ranch podcast. I'm stretched thin.
I know. We had to postpone our podcast last week so you could do something with, was it Marcus and Bear?
Correct.
I see where I am on the priority list.
No, that's not correct. It's just, that's just the way it worked out. And really, by the time it got over, well, actually, hold on. Hold the fuck on. Because it was just a timing thing. I was like, hey, can we push it back an hour? He's like, well, no, I got to go apply for this apartment I know I'm not going to get because I have bad credit, but I'm still going to go through the process of paying a $200 application fee, even though I know my credit's shitty. That's what the problem was. Like, I got to go into town. Like it's fucking 1970 and you got to get on the trolley to get into town. Like, you can't just drive any other time. I got to go into town.
125. Might as well have just flushed that down the drain.
So, yeah, hold on. It wasn't that I said I couldn't do it. It's just that our time didn't match up.
We should. I was thinking about this today because it took me like an hour by the time you asked me. Because I was waiting on you to ask me if, like, because I woke up at like 10:30. Because for some reason I've got it in my head like we're doing this thing at like 10:30 or 11. And then it's always like a couple hours after that. So we should
designate. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is the new time.
We should designate a time.
2 o'clock is the new time.
2 o'clock Eastern time?
Yeah, because I got to do some work at the studio afterwards, and I don't want to rush back. And then sometimes I want to go to the gym. I need to. I can't let you have me in the habit. When we first started, I was in the habit of like skipping the gym on Mondays and Thursdays, but I can't afford to do that because I don't like going on the weekend, and I don't want to get fat.
Okay, well that is
I'm trying to get strong,
kind of right in the middle of my day. But you know, we'll work it out. I should be able to. You know,
hey. Okay, how about this? If you want to take the responsibility on of like putting it all up and doing all the extra stuff with it and everything, I'll record whatever time you want to after 10 a.m.
Well, you know, if you would like some help with it, you could just ask me. I'd be glad to help. I just don't know what to do. You know, it's if you
well, that's what it always comes back to. You don't have a goddamn laptop. What are you going to do to help?
I have a Chromebook type.
That's not going to do anything. You can't do any production work on a damn Chromebook.
Well, they might have a Wi-Fi service at my rail car, at my rail yard that I'm. I could ask the conductor maybe if I could use his laptop.
No, yeah. I have no problem doing it. It's just. So, excuse me if I have to do it on my time and I have to take up the middle of your day, as you say.
No, actually, it'll work good for me because if we do 2 Eastern, then what I'll do is I'll start waking up earlier and go drive like half a day and then I can come back and cook meat. The middle of the day.
You actually want to get up and drive in the early part of the day? I assumed you just did all that in the evening.
Yeah, I prefer to do it in the evening because there's no traffic, but also there's more maniacs. So it's like, you know, that's the trade-off that you every now and then you get robbed. My passengers lately have been asking me, because they always ask the same shit. I've told you this before, but what's your craziest Uber story? You know, so now I always have a story to tell them, and they're always in a good mood. And then I tell them my crazy story, and they're like, oh, that's kind of dark. And they're like, it brings the mood down. Definitely brings the vibe down. So I just.
If you need a good one, you can steal mine from like whenever I drove Uber for a month in 2013 or 14, whenever it was, 15 maybe.
When the couple was fighting in the back seat?
Well, no, it was 2 girls in the back seat, 2 women in the back seat. And I had to take them. They were drunk, they were wine drunk, and I had to take them from. You know, basically campus, that really rich part right before campus. I had to drive them all the way to like Loudoun. So
talking about Sorority Village?
No, right before that. Like, is it Sequoia Hills? That doesn't seem right, but maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Sequoia Hills. You don't know that neighborhood?
I didn't know. I was thinking that might be over there, like off North Shore. I wasn't sure which one was which.
Yeah. You've lived there your whole life. Yeah.
That's I don't Sequoia give a Hills. Shit about those neighborhoods. I don't live in Sequoia Hills. What's it matter to me? I'm never going to be able to afford to live in Sequoia Hills. What's it matter? Anyways.
You're going to upset some of your booster friends if you're not careful.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not saying it's a bad neighborhood. I didn't say anything about them, except unless, you know, this couple's listening. But yeah, the guy had forgotten his wallet. He was headed to Atlanta to fly. They were too drunk to drive. They had to call an Uber. And so then I had to drive them down to Loudoun, down at that BP there to meet them. And when we got out, the friend that was not married to the guy gave the guy a kiss. And on the way back, the wife eventually kind of realized what had happened and said, did you kiss my husband? To which that turned into a whole big thing. Yeah, that was a pretty funny story as they just sat there with a big bottle of wine, getting in fights and arguing. And then that bitch, the bitch wife left her iPad in my car and I had to drive up from Knoxville out of Sweetwater the day after. And she didn't even give me a tip.
You could collect the returned item fee and give you $15 extra.
I don't know if they even had that back in the day, because this is like right when Uber first started.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a situation like that, when I've had that happen, I just haven't come get it.
You know? I should have just kept the damn iPads, what I should have done.
Well, you could have. I mean, that'd be one option. Sometimes I do tell the story about the stripper. I told you about that time, didn't I, when I picked up that stripper at the Emerald Club, and she rode with her tits out the whole way.
You got any draft day thoughts?
It was a fun ride. Is that tonight? Is televised?
Yeah. First round is tonight. I told you at the draft party. Did you not hear me say we're doing a first round war room party?
Yeah, I heard, but I forgot. Who's going first? Is it
Jesus Christ.
The Bears?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I hadn't kept up much. I heard Jordan Bears. Yesterday on the drive talking about it, but I didn't really listen.
Jordan went on the drive yesterday?
Yeah, he did. And then he came they on to you us. Today, right?
They cucked us on the drive. Well, that's it. I'm calling Tony Vitello if that's the case.
Yeah, him and Bear have a rapport, I guess.
Well, that's it. That's
he
it.
Told me. If
they're going to steal my guess, we're stealing Tony Vitello. That's it.
He told me Declaration he was going on with you today at 3:30 a.m.
So at 8 a.m. locally, did. Yep.
7 o'clock his time. That's early.
No, it was 8 o'clock his time. It was 9 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't have any thoughts on the draft. I mean, what do you expect me to give you a mock draft? I've heard the Titans are taking Joe Alt, the lineman, I guess.
Maybe. We don't know.
I guess Caleb Williams, he's going to be first quarterback, I guess, right? Somebody's going to take it. The Bears going to take him. Is that going to happen?
Yep.
Where is the draft this year?
Detroit.
Boy, they're getting all the good events this year, aren't they?
Yep.
Real happening city.
Yep.
They're definitely going to boo the Bears.
Yeah, I would say so. I just thought I would ask, but you don't have any takes. That's the last topic I had.
What do you want me to say? What takes did you think I gave you the floor, man?
I was just giving you the floor, man. The floor was yours. That's it. That's just what I did.
The floor is lava.
Now that I've started putting this on the Fox Sports Knoxville podcast feed, I was just giving one sports topic out there to quench the thirst of people that might be discovering this podcast for the first time. That's like, oh, I want to hear some sports. And, you know, I was just giving you the take, giving you a chance.
This is a tough time of year for sports for me. I don't really keep up with anything that's currently going on. I guess the NBA playoffs are happening, NHL playoffs are happening, but I couldn't even tell you. I looked at the NBA standings the other day, and I was shocked to see some of the teams that were near the top. I did not.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. What the fuck is this?
It looks like this year it's the Celtics to lose, right?
Well, they lost last night to the Heat.
Jimmy Butler
didn't even play.
Oh, wow. Jimmy Butler come playoff time. That's tough. That's a tough draw.
He's not even playing. Do you have any thoughts on LeBron losing 10 straight games to Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets?
I mean, clearly they just can't beat the Nuggets. Like, it's not going to happen. They're going to get swept again, just like they did last year. And it's just, you know, the Nuggets are their kryptonite. I mean,
do you remember last year when you acted like Nikola Jokic wasn't that good at basketball?
No. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
What are you saying? What did I say?
I feel like you're just like, oh, he's got, who's this guy? He's not any good. I got to see this to believe it or something along those lines. I don't know.
Can't rely on me for a reliable NBA take.
For anything. Can't rely on you for anything. Although I will say credit to you. You show up to do the world's greatest podcast in America two times a week. You're always here for this, and I'll commend you for that. I can rely on you to be ready to go every Monday and Thursday.
What else do you want me for?
My $485 would be nice, but
here we go again.
I didn't want to bring it up again.
I tell you what, the next time Tennessee plays at LSU, I'll get you a set of tickets. I'll reimburse you. I'll get you four tickets to that. The next time we play at LSU, how's that sound?
That sounds like an actual good investment. You're just not going to do it. Yeah, but maybe by then, maybe if you go and you file Chapter 7 bankruptcy, maybe 2 or 3 years from now, you'll be able to get a credit card out. And you can at least put the tickets on a credit card and start the cycle back over. You see what I'm doing there? It's a circle.
That's right. It's a circle. I got to start developing good habits. See, that's the circle of life there.
I was trying to poke the circle, and I couldn't figure out how to get it on the screen. I was fucking up there, but I got it. All right. See you later, bro.
Oh, okay. Bye.
See you, bye.